Hey, welcome back, and today is episode 20. Yep, episode 20 of Random Lists. And today is a good one. And this is Jesse Cohn, by the way. I'm the guy with the weird, gruffy voice. Anyway, today is a good one I found from Rolling Stone magazine on rollingstone.com, because nobody reads magazines anymore. But it's really good. And it's basically, I read the article, and it's a very dense article, so I will condense it, but I'm just going to give you the highlights of it. But and it is a list form, so it counts. But it's 25 worst original names of famous bands. Now, the way they do it is they list the name, the original name, then they go on to tell you the real name, and then they talk about what happened. Well, most of these, the reasons these happened was pretty much from high school or, just... a lot of similar things, you know, nothing crazy, but they do go on to these cool backstories of it. I mean, they are different. I shouldn't say that, but a lot of them, because they start out young, it had to do with something in their youth. So that's where it kind of is all a little similar in that way, but I'll just go into it. So I'll start with the worst name, and then I'll tell you the real name. So the first one is Tom and Jerry. And now they are known as Simon and Garfunkel. You can get that one, you can gather, is probably because of obviously copyright infringement. The Square Roots is just the Roots. Actually, out of all of them, that was the one that was the closest to the original. Mookie Blaylock, famous Nets basketball player, to Pearl Jam. Crazy, right? On a Friday, this one surprised me a lot, Radiohead. The Obelisk, The Cure, they became The Cure. Smile became Queen. Atomic Mass, this one's crazy. Def Leppard. Kara's Flowers, Maroon 5. And you can see how some of these names have that emotional, a different emotional direction. Like Kara's Flowers, it seems very kind of, you know, emotional, slow songs, and they became Maroon 5. The Pendletons. They're the Beach Boys. Sweet Children. This is actually Green Day. Mr. Crow's Garden. This one is the Black Crows, so that's not that bad. The Band-Aid Boys is Bone Thugs and Harmony. The Young Aborigines is the Beastie Boys. Wicked Lester is Kiss. And Screaming Abdabs is Pink Floyd. That one was kind of weird. Soft White Underbelly is Blue Oyster Cult. They sang Go Go Godzilla, Fear the Reaper. The Salty Peppers, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Pud, I don't know how they came to this one. Doobie Brothers, Pud became Doobie Brothers. Burnt the Priest became Lamb of God. I don't even know who they are. Rainbow Butt Monkeys became Finger 11. The Shrinky Dinks became Sugar Ray. This one's long. Tony Flaw and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem. And they became Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Polka Tulk Blues Band became Black Sabbath. See, again, would you go to a heavy metal raging concert with the Polka Tulk Blues Band? No, Black Sabbath, way better. The Gollywogs is Creedence Clearwater Revival. This, the last one, which I'm glad they changed it. Let's let that car pass by. Naked Toddler is Creed. So there you go. So those are the names. You could go on Rolling Stone to hear all the reasons why they changed their names. And honestly, most of them were for the better. And again, if you have any questions or new lists or even bands you know about, you can leave a reply on my podcast platform. And as always, thanks a lot for listening. Talk to you. Bye.